Welcome to the Transform 2017 Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you the incredible Ms. Deborah Shalette Wilson. Deborah, why don't you take it from here?
Okay, thank you so much, Tanya. And thank you for this wonderful opportunity to be able to share with people today. My name is Deborah Shalette Wilson. I'm the founder and CEO of Country Pathways, a counseling, education, and coaching company in Northeast Texas in the Piney Woods. And I'm also the originator of a Life of Love and Balance program. So I'm excited today to talk to you about something very dear to my heart, and that is how to transform frazzle into sparkle. Because if you haven't already begun to feel the frazzles of the holiday season, my guess is that it won't be too long before you will be able to start feeling that. There's just a little bit left of our 2016. And of course, as usual, it seems like these last 2 months of the year are even more fuller with things to do than what we normally have. So even though there's lots of fun and food and all, there's also multitudes of decisions to make. Like, do I go to this party or that one? You know, do I want to do the traditional holiday festivities and food, or do I want to spice things up and do something different? But then what the heck would that be? And then there's also doing the decorations, seeing family and friends we haven't seen in a long time, and, you know, just shopping for the right present for the right person. And then also those decisions on what are we going to do with the kids now that they're out of school? So that begins to morph the schedule into more demands to kind of strategize how to take care of everything and get everything done, which for us women, we're doing that already. So, and then in the mix, not forgetting to be able to, you know, enjoy the holiday season and have some fun. As a businesswoman, for me, this time of the year adds additional to-dos or year-end reports and getting files fixed and policies and procedures updated and ready for the new year. That stuff that I don't like to do, but it's very necessary. So that gets me sometimes feeling a bit frazzled, and my holiday rush hasn't even started yet. I don't think mine's going to start till next week. I'm putting it off, procrastinating a little bit. So don't get me wrong. I'm not a bah humbug kind of woman when it comes to the holiday season. However, over the years, I have transformed holidays for myself so that I'm really not as frazzled at the end of the year as I used to be. Now I use this time of the year to shift from a lot of the noise and the distractions and to reflect on feeling gratitude for all that I have in my life, for my husband, my friends, my family, and my pets, because they're my family too, and for the work that I love doing. Excuse me. The process I use to do this is to transform what I call frazzle into sparkle. And I begin that by imagining that I'm on a plateau, high above everything, so I can see very clearly where I am and where I have been. I look at what's worked for me during this year and what didn't. And what do I want to go from here? You know, what do I want to let go of? What do I want to keep? And plans for the new year. Also looking at, you know, what kind of obstacles did I overcome this year? And what are some potential obstacles that I might need to be overcoming in the next year? So I've learned to let myself take this pause in time to reflect so that I don't fizzle out and lose connection with my core self, because that's so easy to do these days with all the multitudes of to-dos and also all the multitudes of distractions that it seems like that our 21st century life has brought to us without, I don't know, it didn't ask my permission to show up, so I don't know about you. But it is things that I am, you know, need to deal with. So sometimes things sneak up on me and I forget about myself and the importance of maintaining that contact. So that's one of the things that I stay focused on, and to identify what are my values, and then I use them as my recipe for success. And when I'm in doubt, or when I start feeling frazzled and overwhelmed by the demands of my life, I take out my recipe and I check to see if all my ingredients are in my life. And if they're not, then I know what's going to happen. When I'm missing an ingredient, I'm going to have a short fuse. I'm not going to be able to focus as clearly and think as clearly as I normally would if I wasn't. I have a tendency to make more mistakes, and I kind of randomly go from one thing to another and not really getting anything accomplished. And I'm not much fun to be around. You can ask my husband about that. So that's not a place I want to stay. So I want to make sure I have all my ingredients in my recipe for success so that I keep my sparkle on. And what that means to me is that I have all the ingredients in my recipe. I'm focused and I can stay on task. I stay organized and I'm more productive because I'm not randomly going around from thing to thing. I'm focused and I get one thing done before going on to the next. That's been a real challenge to do. I also have fun, which has not been a big thing in my life for many, many years. And so reconnecting to having fun has been a lot of fun. And it helps me to enjoy life, and I'm much easier to get along. And my husband likes that too. So do my cats that I live with. So how do I do that? Well, I'm going to give you a list of some of the values that I've identified and I've put in my recipe for success and to help me defrazzle during the year. Number one is gratitude for being alive. I live out in the country, so it's really helpful to just go out and walk around on my 11 acres and look at the pine trees, and we have birds and squirrels and all kinds of critters. You know, just the natural nature of the land brings gratitude to my soul and helps me connect with something greater than myself and helps me recognize what I do have and feel grateful for it. The second thing is having care and compassion toward others. It's really hard to have care and compassion for others when I'm frazzled out, and I'm sure that is true for other people as well. We just kind of close in and we kind of shut down and we get a very narrow focus, kind of get into survival mode is what I call it. And it's very difficult to think about other people when we're so narrowly focused. So caring and being compassionate toward others, recognizing that sometimes I don't know what other people are going through and maybe that's affecting their attitude and that I need to be a little bit more considerate for them. Number three is courage to be vulnerable and face my fears and then walk through them. Sometimes it's not always easy to allow people to know really what's going on inside. And so courage to be vulnerable to me is being self-honest with where I'm at it with myself and then sharing that with other people so that they don't have to try to read my mind, especially my husband. Sometimes I think he should know what I'm thinking, but he really doesn't, and that's not being fair to him by not being open and honest in my communication about, you know, where I'm coming from. The vulnerability is well, he may not like it, you know, and other people may not like it, but that's the risk, is because when I'm feeling courageous and expressing myself, then that makes me feel connected to myself. And then when I face my fears and walk through them, I find that a lot of times my fears don't have any real energy to them, and I walk right through them, and that helps build me up too and make me feel stronger. Number four is staying mindful and keeping myself in the present. With all the distractions in our world today, it's very easy to get knocked out of the present and to be either worrying about the future or, you know, being unforgiving of the past. And so when I stay mindful and keep myself in the present moment, which when you think about it, the present moment is really all we have. And what we do in that moment does affect our future. So I want whatever I'm doing in the present to be a reflection of the steps that I want to take to move toward my future and not drag old things back up and rehash them and just go around in a circle like a little gerbil in that little wheel in their cage, just going round and round. So staying focused in the present and what I need to do right now in this moment is more empowering than worrying about the 10,000 other things I need to do in other moments. So I'll take care of them when I get there. Number five is to express myself creatively and have fun doing it. It's been a few years ago that I began to be more creative as far as writing and painting. And that has been a way of kind of opening up and finding my voice, because sometimes we just are too much in a hurry to really connect to what's really important to us and to express ourselves either verbally or in some creative way. And it doesn't necessarily, to me, creativity isn't necessarily just about the art, but it's about bringing that sparkle, that spark of creativity, the spark of wonder into your everyday life. So whether it's, you know, taking care of children or decorating a house, there's a sense of creativity, you know, that to me that goes into that, or even making a meal, you know, that can be a very creative expression. Just depends on, you know, what you like to do and what's important to you. But to recognize that part of who we are is this creative being, and that we need to express that to be fully who we are. Number six is being responsible for my thoughts and feelings and actions, and not blaming myself or others, but just taking responsibility for what I'm thinking, how I'm feeling about something, and so that I can also, again, connect to being in the present and make sure that my actions are reality-based, not based on something that's maybe gotten triggered from the past. And then number seven is to continue to learn and grow and develop my skills. And that is another thing, that when we're connected to our core self, that natural desire we have that sometimes gets sidetracked, but we come in the world with this desire to learn and to grow and to know about our world and to be able to be skillful at navigating life in a way that enriches us and others. And to keep that part of ourselves alive, I think, is very, very important. And whatever our skill level is, there's always more things that we can learn. I mean, we're really at a place in human history where we have so much opportunity. But when we're frazzled, it's hard to see that there's opportunity, because we've, again, so narrowed our focus that we really can't see past that. So this recipe is what I use to measure my commitment to being the kind of human being that I choose to be, and to determine whether or not I'm on track or I need to get back on track. So it gives me a tool that I can use in my everyday life, and especially when I begin to feel frazzled. So what do you think it is that transforms us from frazzled to sparkle? And if I could say that in one word, that word would be the pause. I mean, who really pauses anymore? I mean, we go from one thing to one thing to one thing until we fall asleep from all the one things that we've done all day. And so where is the pause in that? I mean, how do you know you're living consistently with what is really important to you if, number one, you haven't identified it? And then how do you know whether or not you're living up to something if you haven't defined it? So these are the kind of questions that I like to help people answer, because I know when they answer them, their lives will be transformed, because I have seen that with many of the clients that I've. So I invite you to let 2017 be a different kind of year for you. Instead of making resolutions you end up not keeping, let this year be the time you pause, reconnect with your core self, and find out what is truly important to you, and create your own recipe for how you determine your success is. We all have a lot in common, but we all live unique lives. One size does not fit all. And what works for someone else may not work for you, and vice versa. So let your pause include not looking at others to define you, but for you to look at your unique life and what it needs to be about. Comparing and contrasting have their place in the world when it comes to, you know, what kind of tomato you want or what kind of car you want to buy. But I find it doesn't do so well when it comes to comparing your life with someone else's. Let your life take center stage in 2017 instead of getting all caught up in the distractions by social media, reality TV, and all of the other things that bombard us with how we should be like somebody else. I'd love to see your life sparkle from within, and then you will transform your 2017.